This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Joining us now, friend of the show, Kane Pittman, ESPN basketball analyst, and follow him on Twitter at Kane Pittman. Kane, tell everybody what you're up to now, because you're living back in the States again, right?
I am. I had a couple of years off after the league shut down, and I went back to Australia, and now I'm based out of Connecticut, so still traveling around a fair bit. I haven't been to a Bucks home game. I've seen the Bucks a few times over the last year or so, but traveling back in for the first time in a long time in a couple of weeks, so I am looking forward to it, and hopefully they can find a way to win some of these games.
You go ahead and take your chance here at what you think is going on with this team. My lone stance has been that Doc Rivers teams in the regular season normally don't suck. Normally they're going to be, you know, worst case scenario, maybe a 5 seed, but they're going to contend for home court in the first round. Most of the time they are going to have home court in the first round. And then maybe things get dicey after that with Doc teams. But at least in the regular season, like Budenholzer regular season teams, normally they're always pretty good. And I guess that's part of the reason why I'm not necessarily panicking at this point.
Well, they've had a gauntlet schedule, and I know that's not necessarily what a lot of the fans would want to hear right now, because even in some of those games against the better teams, and you're talking about Memphis at the end of last week was obviously a disastrous performance, but I think overall, if you looked at this, and this has been a problem for the Bucks for a number of years, by the way, they do drop games against poor teams, and it can be an effort-related thing, and it's very noticeable when you watch. So when I look at this schedule, and I look at the losses that are stacked up, including these last two against Cleveland in really heartbreaking fashion, I thought they played pretty good basketball across both, even without Giannis. You look at the Chicago game, and you look at the Brooklyn game, and I know this is how these things shake out, and this can affect seeding at the end of the season. I do think the Bucks will still be there in the postseason, but you lose both of those games, and instead of being 3-4 and saying, okay, they've still got some stuff that they need to work out, you're 1-6, and all of a sudden you're under significant pressure. So I didn't necessarily think looking at the schedule, a slow start was going to be out of the question, but you just can't afford to throw away games early in the season, and they've done that, unfortunately.
Giannis and Lillard, when that deal was made, I was ecstatic. And with all due respect to Drew Holiday, he's not the offensive player, obviously, that Damian Lillard is. And with all due respect to Damian Lillard, he's not the defensive player that Drew Holiday is. So you traded one for the other, and I get it. Then, unfortunately, I had to live through last year where everybody was telling me how, oh, the Bucks would be so much better if they had Drew Holiday. They wouldn't have won in the playoffs had they had Drew Holiday either. With Giannis out hurt, it wouldn't have mattered who was at that position. And then Lillard got hurt, too. When you look at that deal, do you make that deal again if you're the Bucks?
Well, this is how I look at it, and it's no guarantee what's going to happen down the road with this team. And I think everyone, even if you are the biggest Bucks fan of all time, you understand that if the Bucks aren't winning games, you're in a situation where you've got no assets for a very, very long time. And one way or the other, there's going to have to be a move. I'm not necessarily saying it's going to be Giannis, but that's just the position the franchise put themselves in. But here's what I would go back to with the Dame Lillard trade. And you already said it, Sparky. They're both playing great basketball to start this season. But when the Bucks traded for Dame Lillard, it was on October 12, October 13 last year. 10 days later, Giannis signed the extension. And that seems to be looked over by a lot of people to keep him in Milwaukee for multiple years. So that doesn't necessarily stop anything from happening in the future. But the Bucks made the trade, and they also got Giannis to sign an extension a week and a half later. So that's still what I look back to this. On paper, everyone last year said the Bucks were a title favorite after this trade. So it's easy to look at it now. There's been a lot of factors, and certainly with Milwaukee, if you look at the Mike Budenholzer era, they were so steady. There was never any negative stories about this team. They were boring, you could make the case. It's been a wild ride for the last 12 months, but I don't necessarily point that on the trade because I think watching this team in the postseason the years after, they needed more offense, they needed more scoring. There's been a lot of other factors that have hurt this team along the way, and ultimately they are restricted building a roster, and they've missed in the draft repeatedly, and those things put yourself in a difficult situation.
Talking with Kane Pittman, follow him on Twitter at Kane Pittman. Let me ask you this, Kane. Bobby Portis, under a tremendous amount of fire here locally from Bucks fans who've had their fill and want him gone. Then, unfortunately, I don't know if you saw this on social media, apparently his house was burglarized while he was playing a game over the weekend, so that obviously is not good either. Hopefully they find the people that did that. Your thoughts on what you've seen from Bobby Portis, and is he as big of an issue as Bucks fans make him out to be?
Well, the Bucks need a third scorer, ultimately, and it wasn't necessarily the case. Obviously, yesterday with Giannis out there, I thought across the board it was a pretty good performance by the depth pieces. But if I'm looking at this team and you're looking at the starting lineup and you say you've got Giannis and Dame, clearly Chris Middleton is not there, and you hope you get him back at some point or some point in time. But they also brought in a guy like Gary Trent Jr. to be that scorer and to sort of bring you some two-way play in the starting lineup. He hasn't been good to start this season, certainly shooting the ball from an efficiency standpoint. So Bobby Portis is kind of always going to be Bobby Portis. He is going to be an impactful offensive player at times. No one has ever said that he's been an above-average defender. So I don't think that Bobby would say he's had the best start to the season personally. And maybe he is a guy, because of the contracts he has and the position he sits, that he could have value elsewhere. And that's why I understand why people look at potential trades down the line. But after seven games, I don't know whether I can pinpoint simply Bobby Portis and say he's the problem with this team right now.
I brought this up earlier today when I was filling in on the Mason Crosby show, and that is, it seems like to me last year and this year that the basketball moves much more freely and much more effectively on the offensive side of the floor when Giannis is not on it and it's Dame Lillard running the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Well, that's interesting, because I did think, as I tuned into this game yesterday without Giannis, and you know, sometimes it's easy to say, well, that is the case, the offense is better without Giannis. Nobody believes that this team is better without Giannis. I know you don't as
Correct.
Well.
I agree.
But I thought last night that it was a nice opportunity for some of the other role players to feel good about themselves and get more opportunity and start to build some of that confidence. So I actually thought that it was a chance. Now, unfortunately, they don't get the win, and I don't know what that does to the mental state of this team. But clearly, when Giannis is on the floor, you're playing a different style of basketball. He is going to dominate the ball. He's going to get downhill. He's going to score around the rim. And a lot of the other role players have to knock down threes. The Bucks have not shot the ball well from the outside so far this season, really outside of opening night in Philadelphia. And that is going to determine whether this Bucks team as a whole look like they are a cohesive offensive unit or not. So maybe it's the case that there is more opportunity for other players. They get to handle the ball a little bit more. And I don't necessarily think you're wrong there, but that's not going to change. This is who Giannis is, and you want Giannis and Dame dominating the ball. And ultimately, if they're getting you 65, 70 points per game and double-digit assists, you don't really have much to complain about. The other guys need to, at some point, knock down shots. That's why they got put on this roster.
Is Chris Middleton the key to this team living up to expectations or not?
Yeah, well, for better or worse, they're not winning anything without him, and they need him healthy in the postseason. And certainly early in this season, you would think that you have enough on this roster to win some of the games that this team has lost already. They do have a really nice stretch here in the next couple of weeks of home games. Again, very, very winnable games. So I suspect that they will get back on track. But when you get to the back end of the season, I understand why there's a lot of frustration around Chris Middleton. But again, we keep talking about the restrictions of this roster. And if the Bucks traded in Damian Lillard to win a title for this team, you did that with the idea of having Giannis, Chris, and Dame. They didn't have any of those guys healthy last year in the first round, and they got the result that probably would have been expected. So I'm not saying you should feel good about it, but they need him. That's the bottom line, and I don't know how that makes Bucks fans feel.
Kane Pittman, ESPN basketball analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Kane Pittman. I've been saying that it feels like a last dance moment for me this year for the Bucks, knowing the Lopez situation, the Bobby Portis situation, Connaughton's contract, Middleton with a player option, which I'm sure he will pick up because nobody's going to pay him what he's making otherwise, especially when he can't stay healthy. But for the most part, this roster could look completely different by this point last year. And I just wonder if there is that mentality in this locker room of, guys, if we're going to do this, this may be the last time we all get to play together on this floor is this year. And I just wonder if that's not used at some point during the year as a rallying cry.
Yeah, unless they don't turn it around quickly. I am fascinated to see what happens here because this is a really old team. Everyone understands they don't have draft picks. And if this team does not look like they can compete, I do have concerns when they play younger athletic teams. And that's part of the problem when you're playing some of these teams that on paper you should win. They are outrunning this team. They have more athletes. They have the draft picks that they've hit. And as much as the Bucks have made the blockbuster trades, I think they've made a lot of win-now moves that you look back and say, geez, that's nice business for the Bucks. But what about all the draft picks that they had, whether it was DJ Wilson and plenty of them. Go down the list. DiVincenzo, they end up trading away. Obviously, Marjon Beauchamp, who's not in the rotation right now. They just haven't hit in the draft. And when you have five or six opportunities to do so, it's really challenging when you're picking outside the top 10. But they just have to hit one or two of those guys. They had to have those guys be a part of this rotation. And now when you're looking at it, maybe AJ Green's the guy. He shot some threes last night, but they've just missed too many times in the draft. And after 7 years of contention, 6 years of contention where this team has been, history tells us that eventually you run into a wall, and it does feel like the Bucks are there. I agree with you. If they don't do something significant this year, it's going to be fascinating to see what happens, but it does feel like change would be coming one way or the other.
You're at ESPN. You're in Bristol, Connecticut. Why does everybody out there want Giannis off the Milwaukee Bucks? Why is that, man? We've been going through this now for, I swear to God, 5 or 6 years, and it just does not stop. Joel Embiid is like shoving reporters, which, by the way, he's getting suspended for, shoving reporters in the locker room, mad at everybody out there. I don't see any leading topics of, hey, maybe Joel Embiid needs out of Philadelphia. Maybe they should trade Joel Embiid. None of that stuff. Giannis doesn't say anything about wanting out of Milwaukee, not mad at any media members, not mad at the fans, and yet everybody wants to push Giannis out of Milwaukee. Not you, obviously. You're a good guy. But the rest of these guys, I don't understand, man. What is the deal?
But isn't that across the board, and I know you can point to some teams where it's not the case, but certainly when things are going wrong, those storylines become more prominent. We're looking at an NBA right now that there are so many fun storylines. There are so many fun teams. And I've seen more stories about Denver and more stories about Milwaukee across the board. Yep. In media, because that's what people are interested in. And ultimately, what I would say with these two teams, and I don't know how, I can't speak for every Bucks fan, and I can't speak for every fan in Denver, But there are many teams out there. You pointed to one of them with Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers that have had superstars, that have had postseason runs, that have built towards a title, and they haven't got one. The Nuggets and the Bucks got one. So ultimately, yes, right now the season hasn't started well, and yes, there will always be people that want those guys to get traded because the trades are a big part of these NBA storylines. But ultimately, if you're a Bucks fan, you sit back, maybe you say and you wish that there was another title there. Maybe there is down the road, but you got one, and a lot of those other guys don't have that, and I think that's one thing that both Denver and Milwaukee fans would feel pretty good about.
He is Kane Pittman, ESPN basketball analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Kane Pittman. I know we all miss him around here for Bucks games. Thanks so much for coming on, man. Continued success.
No, thanks for having me. Great to chat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.